way, did you see the show, I don't know whether you did or not, you did, didn't you, Chopper, about clowns last night on BBC Two? Now, when I saw this in the TV guide in the Sunday paper, I was like, that is a must-watch. And I wasn't wrong. What they did was a documentary, and they followed round three clowns in their day-to-day life. Now, you'd think being a clown would be an easy job.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not. Not these days. They have a really tough time. And this show provided some of the strangest people I've seen on TV for a while. It's not such a fun job. Listen to this.
Usually, at the end of the day, there's nothing better than I like to do than just obliviate myself in front of a large amount of alcohol, in fact.
Yeah. So,
he said that, stood outside a pub in his clown outfit, having a fag.
Usually, at the end of the day, there's nothing better than I like to do than just obliviate myself in front of a large amount of alcohol, in fact.
Nice.
I don't know, how do you obliviate yourself with fags?
But that man could be entertaining your children. The thing is, with clowns, they can't switch off from clown mode.
No.
Can they? Right, there's the man, did you see the pirate man?
Yes.
Right? Here's his girlfriend.
And he comes up with sort of making pirate noises in sometimes very inappropriate places.
What noises?
Those sort of quite fruity noises.
Ah, well, that'd be because they'd be a pirate.
Right, so he makes fruity pirate noises. See, they can't switch off.
She'd taken him to a burlesque night, and yeah, he was doing pirate impressions whilst these women were kind of taking their clothes off on stage.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Now, did you understand the next bloke? Listen to this.
I probably am one of the last generation of magicians that will use rabbits.
Now, he uses rabbits in his clown act.
Yeah.
I didn't get this bit.
People are not always so sympathetic to a magician, and with a rabbit anymore, it's got certain connotations.
Now, did you think to yourself at that point, what connotations are that?
I didn't really understand what he was talking about, because whenever I've seen a magician with a rabbit, I've never thought anything at all apart from he's using a rabbit in a trick.
People are not always so sympathetic to a magician, and with a rabbit anymore,
why?
It's got certain connotations.
I only in your head, I think.
I'm very sympathetic to a magician with a rabbit.
What do people think that he does with a rabbit? Pull it out of a hat. That's what you think, isn't it? Nothing else. It's just in his head.
That was, he was called the Great Velcro.
He was. He doesn't work anymore.
No, he doesn't.
Especially not with rabbits. Now, this next bloke. Right, so there you are. He turns up at your kid's party and then does this.
Who is this man? Leader of Zimbabwe. It's Robert Mugabe.
He starts doing Robert Mugabe jokes at your kid's party. What are you doing?
Robert Mugabe backwards is E-by-gum-tree-ball.
That's right.
It's E-by-gum-tree-ball.
Robert Mugabe backwards, kids, is E-by-gum-tree-ball.
Remember that if you've got, you know, if you're 4-year-olds having a birthday party next week.
Yep.
The Robert Mugabe routine went down very well.
Yep. Bit of balloon modelling and some Zimbabwe politics.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that, please?
My name's Ian.
Hi, Ian, where are you?
I'm from a wee place called Kilmarnock.
Okay, what are you saying?
I would like you to stop talking about those certain people that were on the television last night.
Okay, you sound quite serious about this.
Yes, they scared the bejesus out of me.
Did you watch the show?
No.
Why are you so scared of clowns? It happens to a lot of people.
I'm actually shaking talking about it.
Oh, God! Oh, I don't want to put you in this position.
No, I'll be fine in 5 minutes, don't worry.
Did you like, see a clown when you were a kid and he did a Robert Mugabe?
Hi, Chappells.
Hi.
No, I didn't do Robert Mugabe. When I was younger, I was forced to watch a certain film that had a clown in it.
Yes.
It was called It.
Yes.
And since then, I've had coulrophobia, which is what it's called.
God, this is an actual condition.
Yes.
You actually find it really hard to say the word, don't you?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, well, I'd maybe turn the radio down for the next 2 minutes, and then come back. All right. Good to speak to you, Ian.
Yeah, thanks very much.
I'm sorry I've disturbed you. It's a bit early for that.
It's okay, Scott. I'm just getting ready to go to my work.
Okay, cool. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lizzie.
Hi, Lizzie. Do you like clowns?
No, can't stand them.
Why? What is it? I don't get it myself.
I'm not really too sure. It's just something about them just really freaks me out. Similar to the other guy, really. I think it's about film.
Even if they do balloon modelling?
Oh, no.
See, listen. What about Smell My Flower? No? Is it even the music does your head in a bit, doesn't it?
Can't stand it. I hate going to the circus. Never did like it as a child. Hate it.
A lot of people are texting in now saying they can't stand clowns. There's something quite sinister about them.
Yeah. Especially it's really the ones, funny, isn't it? Yeah.
Especially the ones on that show last night.
I probably am one of the last generation of magicians that will use rabbits.
Now, when you listen to him, do you think creature comforts? Right, listen to again. Close your eyes now, apart from if you're driving, right? Imagine him just sat there, like, kind of, like, doing that with his hands.
Yeah.
Okay. Close your eyes. It is creature comforts.
People are not always so sympathetic to a magician, and with a rabbit anymore, it's got certain connotations.
It is.
You just see him as a tortoise.
You can't you? It's 7:26. I'm sorry to everybody that I've offended with my clown talk. How foolish of me. This is Leona on the Chris Moyles Show with Scott Mills, Radio 1. It's been the longest-